The man that knows the Rams like the back of his hand. It's Vinny Bonsignor. Vinny, long time. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing good, Vinny. Everything's good here.
Everything's...
Well, I don't know if everything's good there,
what,
though.
What did Fred mean by hands up in the air, Vinny? I don't know what that meant.
I don't know. I'm anxious to find out what exactly he means by that.
What I meant is your hands are up, you're innocent. That's all. It's not
I
your
am
fault.
Innocent.
You're innocent.
Yes. Until proven guilty.
Wow. Okay. Well, who's guilty with the Rams right now? With Aaron Donald?
Well, you know, look, anyone that I talk to, I don't think anyone predicts that this is going to end up in a way that Aaron Donald doesn't want it to end up or the Rams don't want it to end up. I foresee a positive outcome through all of this for both the team and the player. We're not at any kind of a critical stage right now. These are voluntary workouts. There's some issues, obviously, that need to be worked out. There's also a great football player up in Oakland by the name of Khalil Mack, who's in the same exact situation that Aaron Donald is in, was drafted ahead of Aaron Donald in the same draft, and is not quite as good as Aaron Donald, but close, and he needs to get paid too. And I think that both of those guys are trying to figure out what each guy is going to make before maybe pulling the trigger on themselves, because obviously one wants to make more than the other. So there's that to factor in. I don't sense any angst or contentiousness throughout all of this. I think it's going to end up favorably. It's just a matter of when at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure they're having late night conversations, man. Hey, don't take something too low. Don't set the bar too low.
Right?
But you talk about there's no angst or anything like that, but we've been talking about this for a year, Vinny. I mean, this was almost done during the season last year, and yet here we are, you know, almost May, almost, you know, summertime, and we're talking about it again. So there's no tension or anything like that going on?
No, not from what I can gather. And let's keep in mind that he had 2 years left on his contract last year. Now he's got one more year this year. Plus, I mean, if it gets to this, which I don't think it's going to happen, but there's still the franchise tag that the Rams could use. So theoretically, they still have him under control for at least 3 more years. So I don't think they'd want to go down that path. I don't think he wants to go down that path. I think sooner rather than later, both sides are going to figure out what his worth is, where he fits in this big puzzle, because think of it. As the Rams look ahead to the future, I mean, they're not working in a world that doesn't include a hard salary cap. And you start looking ahead to Todd Gurley needs to get done. Marcus Peters needs to get done. Brandon Cooks needs to get done. Jared Goff will eventually need to get done. All of that needs to fit under a hard salary cap. And I think that, you know, if without a salary cap, Stan Kroenke would back up the Brinks truck and pay him whatever he wants. But that's not the world that the Rams or any NFL team operates in. So it's going to have to figure into the big picture.
Yeah, and when you see the new faces around there, Vinny, I get the feeling from the outside looking in, they've got a little attitude about them. They obviously were a great team last year and turned it around, but I think they got tremendously better. Do you feel a sense that they got a little swagger going with the addition of the new players?
No doubt about it. And I was just thinking about that yesterday, about how that locker room has transformed since 2016. And even more so, or not more so, but from last year to this year, there's another jump in that regards. We've got some commanding personalities to deal with here in Los Angeles with the Rams. When you talk about Sue, when you talk about Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters, these are commanding personalities who demand attention on the field and aren't afraid to speak up their mind off of it. We saw Marcus Peters yesterday. He's months into his Rams career telling the Rams, you need to pay my man Aaron Donald. He's not shy about saying that. And then you look at a Brandon Cooks, who's a cerebral, intelligent football player who, looks at the game the right way and is able to explain it the right way. And so you have personalities now on this team. And I got to figure that's going to translate to success on the field. These are winners in on top of being really good players.
Is anybody else missing?
No, none of the major players are missing. There's a rookie, one of their mid-round picks, who's a little bit injured right now, but he'll be fine. Aaron Donald obviously isn't there, but everyone else is there and accounted for. And again, these are voluntary workouts. I know all the coaches want everybody present, but you look at Aaron Donald. This is the guy who won NFL Defensive Player of the Year without practicing one time during training camp. So if a guy has proven that none of this means anything to him personally, it's Aaron Donald. He was just fine last year, holding out during OTAs and during training camp.
What has Sue been like?
We haven't talked to him so far in OTAs. We're probably going to talk to him sometime next week. But he's, you know, one thing that surprised me about him when we did talk to him, you see him on the field, and he's a fiery player, and he's gotten into some trouble, doing some things outside the whistles during football games, kicking guys and doing some unnecessary stuff. But he's really a smart guy. I think on the field he turns into another guy, but off the field he's super intelligent. So I'm anxious to and excited about getting to know him and getting to work with him on that level. But completely different guy, what you thought you see on the football field compared to what he is in real life. So an interesting contrast there.
And then Brandon Cooks, you mentioned him earlier, but how's the chemistry with him and Jared Goff so far?
Well, they've already, yesterday was the first day where they were able to get out on 11-11, 7-on-7, all that type of stuff. But they had previously been working out during the offseason,
right?
Jared and all the wide receivers for that matter. And they looked pretty good. They connected on a 60-yard touchdown pass last night, or yesterday, that was well-designed at the line of scrimmage. And Cooks, obviously, is an explosive athlete, got up the field wide open. Goff dropped a perfect ball into his hand. So if that's a sign of things to come, then that's another layer of the Rams' offense, an already good offense. If you could start putting that into the mix on a more consistent basis. When you look at Jared Goff, he's right along the top 10 deep ball passer in the NFL. All the statistics show that. But he really didn't get a chance to do it as much as they would have liked last year. For whatever reason, him and Sammy Watkins didn't have that kind of chemistry. But being that Cooks is here from day one, even before day one, to be able to develop that chemistry, it already looked good yesterday. I can only imagine what it's going to look like in training camp and into the season. This is a big-time weapon that the Rams got.
Vinny, good job. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, there he goes, our NFL insider and certainly our Rams insider, Vinny
Bonsignore. Hands up, Vinny.